Cape Talk.
A world view from London.
The Worldview with Anne Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam. Let's start with that attack on a Gaza aid convoy. The repercussions appear severe.
Hi, Lester. Yeah, well, instantly, World Central Kitchen, the charity aid organization involved, has suspended its services in Gaza. So immediately, therefore, fewer supplies, less food going to the people who really need it. It's not their fault. It's after what happened with seven aid workers killed, three of them British, plus a US Canadian, an Australian, a Palestinian, and a Pole. We also believe that the three Brits were all ex-soldiers and all Royal Marines. So the British Prime Minister has talked about how shocked and appalled he is and how he has already spoken to Benjamin Netanyahu. The American President Joe Biden says he's outraged and heartbroken by the deaths. Basically, it does look like it was a mistake. Israel has said as much. The Israeli military has spoken, calling it a mistake. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, said he expressed deep regret for what happened. But the evidence suggests they deliberately hit the trucks. They just didn't know they were necessarily aid trucks. There are others suggesting it was deliberate to deny aid and thereby carry on with the starvation of Palestinians as a weapon of war. Not sure about that, but certainly I don't believe they intended to kill aid workers. But do you know what? 200 humanitarian workers have been killed in Gaza since the conflict began in October. I mean, these are the guys who are running into the fire. They're like the first responders. They're not, you know, they're the good guys amongst some very complicated geopolitics. But it's heartbreaking, really.
Yeah. And then finally, Adam, space junk, I hear you can get insurance for this nowadays. An apparent near miss in Florida from a falling battery.
Well, insurance companies aren't stupid, because I believe the chance of being hit by space debris is 100 billion to one. So an insurance company will gladly take your 100 Rand or 1,000 Rand or whatever you want to put on it. But a man from Florida, at least he had a close encounter. I mean, a close encounter without leaving home. There is limited space, basically, for garbage on the International Space Station. So astronauts and others regularly throw out their rubbish into space, where it disintegrates, usually disintegrates and burns up in the atmosphere coming back to Earth. But last month, a Japanese project ejected a pallet of used batteries high above the Gulf of Mexico, and it appears at least one of them managed to make its way down to Earth and through the roof of Alejandro Otero, smashing through his roof, his ceiling, his floorboards, landing with a thud next to his son. I don't know quite how close, but he suggests pretty close. As I say, the chance of being hit by space debris is pretty remote. But Mr. Otero was last seen asking how he would sue the Japanese space industry. Where there's junk, there's a claim.
Chrissy joins us again tomorrow.